9/16/2009. It's approximately 10:49 a.m. Corporal Eric Edwards, Orange County Sheriff's Office Homicide, in a conference room at John Young and 50 with, can you please state your name, ma'am?
Carol Conaway.
And Sergeant?
John Allen.
Carol, you've come forward because you've been monitoring the case, Casey Anthony case, on television. And also, you were an active participant in some of the searches, is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, and I got your information here, and you stated, and I won't put in the statement, I have notated three phone numbers that you can be reached at.
Yes.
And those phone numbers may have some significance in regards to other calls that you've made?
Yes.
Okay. You stated to me in a pre-interview here, we talked for about 15 minutes, that you came over twice. Can you tell me approximately the first time you came over to help Texas Equisearch?
It was in August sometime.
Of?
08.
Okay. Now, you came over with your daughter, is that correct?
That's correct.
And her name is?
Jennifer.
Same last?
Correct.
All right. Now, you told me that you guys came over because you have horses. Can you tell me a little bit about that trip and how long it takes you to get over here?
It took us about an hour and 15 minutes from Deltona.
Okay. And you responded to where originally? If you don't know the address, you can just describe what the...
It was warehouse industrial park.
Okay.
They told us to meet everybody at.
Okay. And you stated you met with a representative of the sheriff's office and Texas Equisearch people, and you were running a little bit behind, you said?
That's correct.
And they, in front of you, got on the radio and it was determined that you were going to head over to the area of Suburban Drive by the school, is my understanding?
That's correct.
Okay. Now, when you first arrived over there in that area, what did you see? What can you recall?
As we were coming down the road, we saw a bunch of searchers.
Okay.
We didn't know where we were going, of course. And as we were going down the road, they were on the right-hand side of the road, and they had sticks, and they had water bottles and backpacks. When we realized that they were searching there, you know, we just passed them on by and went on down to the end of the road.
Approximately how many searchers?
Probably 10.
Okay. Now, where were they? Were they in that wooded area that you can recall, or were they on the roadway? Do you remember specifically where they were?
They were on the corner before the woods where the houses were.
Okay. So they weren't even in the wooded area yet. They were standing next to the homes.
That's correct. They were searching in that area.
Okay. Now, you pull your horse trailer down there by the school?
That's correct.
And you offload your two horses?
Correct.
Tell me about that.
We unloaded them. They were already saddled up. Waited for the deputy sheriff to come back out of the woods at the end of where the school was to get us. And as we have to exercise them out. It was a long trip for them. And as we were going up and down the road there, I don't know which side it would be on, but it's on where the woods are. I was starting to walk down towards the woods, and I had mentioned to my daughter, who was behind me messing with her horse, that I wonder if they searched in that area. And she said, no, probably not. It's all up underwater. And as I got closer, you could see the water.
How far from the roadway could you see the water? If you're walking, exercising the horse out, I mean, was the water close to the roadway or farther
yes.
down in the tree line?
It was close to, I believe there was a sidewalk there. I'm not really sure because I was in the grass. But as the road comes up out of the woods, it was about a third of the way up towards the road.
Okay, you described to me there's a side of the road with a fence and then the side of the road that you had open access to get down into the woods. So it's the open access side that you're describing?
Yes.
That would be the side across the street from the school?
Yes.
Okay.
How far down Suburban do you think you had to walk? Did you walk all the way back down towards where the searchers that were on foot were?
No.
Didn't make it quite that far?
No, sir.
Okay. About halfway or?
We walked to the, well, I walked to the edge of the woods. But I, and then as I saw the water, I turned around, went back to where Jen was.
Okay.
I didn't see the searchers on horseback because I was more interested in what Slim was going to do when we got close to the water. I knew he'd go in the water, but he'd been in a trailer. And
now, you say that they were searching in the wooded area on the other side of that fence by the school, not in that area that the people were out on foot, the horseback, Or did they actually go in that wooded area?
Say that again, please.
The search that was going on.
With the horses.
With the horses.
Okay, yes. That was at the very end of the road.
Okay, that wasn't the area that you were exercising your horses out where the body eventually was recovered.
Mm-hmm.
There was never a search that you were a part of in there on horseback in that water?
No, sir.
Okay.
So you guys would have been searching as you drive, if you're driving down Suburban, you're driving east toward the school from Chickasaw. Do you know where I'm talking about?
Yes.
You drove, where you searched would be past that or east of the school, past the gate.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
When you describe that water, it's a black, murky kind of water.
Yeah, you couldn't see through it.
It was a standing water.
Yes.
Let me, where y'all searched east of the school, behind the fence, was that area in there wet too?
Yes. Yes.
I mean, was your recollection, was it fairly wet?
There was areas that were wet. As we started down the trail, we came up to, there was a lot of trash and stuff on both sides of the trail going in. And as we came up to a bend, we were in chest deep water that we had to put the horses through. Excuse me.
That's east of the school where you were searching for horseback.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I don't know my east and west from where I'm at.
Past the school.
Past the school, correct.
All right. So it was also wet back in there as well.
Yes.
Okay.
On that date in August when you all went to the command post, which I'll refer to it as that because the first place you went, did you have to show identification or sign sheets or did you sign in there?
Yeah, we had to sign sheets. I don't remember if we had to show IDs at that time, but we probably did because everything was in our back pockets.
Okay. You said later that same day you guys came out of that wooded area. You went and searched another place after lunch. Do you remember where that was? No.
No.
But it wasn't in that general vicinity?
No, we could see planes coming in and landing. It was big open fields with woods around it, and a busy road. Maybe it was two lane road.
You had to put your horses back in the trailer and move them to this new location.
Yes. And then we moved from there to another location.
How long do you feel you were in that area when you first arrived there searching? On the Suburban down by the school.
Half an hour? Maybe.
Half an hour on your horse?
Mm-hmm.
And there was other horses in the area already? You said sheriff's office horses?
Yes, I believe there were three sheriff's department horses and in uniforms. And then there were several volunteers. I would say probably six other volunteers.
And when you guys were searching in there, were there other volunteers on foot searching along with you, or
not in where we were, but as you go down into it, they were searching. How do I want to say it? On both sides of it, they were at the end of the road. You had kind of had to go down this little hill, and they were searching to the right, going off into that area.
Okay.
With six.
Okay, and you had stated that you had made several calls to the sheriff's office, which we're going to research. After that August date, you said approximately December of last year, after seeing all that controversy on the news regarding when that area was searched, you had tried to reach out and say, hey, I know that this area was underwater, is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, I will look into that. Can you think of anything else?
No. Is this the only time you went up there to sign up as an EquiSearch volunteer? Is that the only search you've been involved with EquiSearch?
No, I believe it was November. I think it was on November the 7th was the other one. Jen's telling me it was my birthday, so.
Okay.
So you helped search for her twice?
Yes.
Okay.
And that was November 7th, you believe?
That's what Jen says, yes. We'd have to go back through our bank things and find out.
What area did you search on that second attempt? No, you didn't. Did you go back to that same area by the school or
no?
So somewhere other location. Okay. All right. Have you ever helped EquiSearch with anything other than the Kaylee search?
No.
Okay. Okay. Okay, I think it's...
Raise your right hand for me. Do you swear that everything you say today is true?
Yes.
And it's freely given?
Yes.
And it's approximately 10:59 a.m. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.